Economists fear Thailand's most severe floods in decades may cost the country $5 billion and reduce its gross domestic product by 1%. The economic toll is already being felt in the country's industrial heartland, where floods breached the walls of major industrial estates. The damage has shut Honda and Toyota automobile assembly plants that account for about 7% of their combined global production. More water is expected in the country's manufacturing centre as well as the capital, Bangkok. Together, the industrial areas produce nearly one half of Thailand's national output. Bichit Radakun is Executive Director of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Centre. Bichit says floods may take up to 2 months to disperse, with the main body of water still to reach outer Bangkok.
So easily over, or at least another 50 days, because of volume of the water still up in the northern part. It's not at even at Ayutthaya or Bangkok yet. I mean, Ayutthaya, we don't see any piece of land at all now. We all see the water. It's all submerged. The main water, the main part of the water is still in the Napanchawan area. Yeah, so you need some time to drain it out.
Officials from the Thai Industry Ministry say up to 8 industrial estates and parks that employ over 200,000 highly skilled workers are under threat from floods. Economists warn Thailand's growth rate will be hit, especially in the fourth quarter of 2011. Tenom Suri Phongkarangrung, a senior economist with Patra Securities, says the impact on industrial production is a key concern for the economic outlook.
Our concern that is the major area in the central area, that mainly the manufacturer of the automobile electronic right now that is under the flood, and the major threat that is come through the Bangkok.
While authorities warn Bangkok is at risk of flooding in the coming days, much of the damage so far has been in rural and agricultural areas in Southeast Asia. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, UNOCHA, said the flooding across countries bound by the Mekong River system, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam and Laos, had led to the loss of over 550 lives. In Cambodia, efforts to assist communities had been hampered by high waters and dangerous road conditions. Peter Brimble, a senior economist for the Asian Development Bank in Phnom Penh, said the damage has been devastating for poorer communities that have been building local infrastructure using government assistance.
They've been using these small amounts of money, maybe $10,000 or $20,000 a year, to gradually build up some of the, you know, the small roads and things around their village and their commune. And now they're all washed away.
In Vietnam, flooding hit the Mekong Delta region, claiming over a dozen lives, including children, while storms also hit the north-central coastal region, leaving 60,000 homes submerged and damaged. In Laos, where floods have affected almost 500,000 people, the waters have damaged more than 60,000 hectares of farmland, as well as damaging local infrastructure. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.